This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Dear Australia, there's only 2 days left in the Joy donation drive. Every time you donate $10, you'll go in the running to win a $2,000 gift card from our friends at RACV, or two business class return tickets to LA, or a destination of your choosing thanks to Velocity Rewards and David McCarthy. Enter as many times as you want. T's and C's apply. Visit joy.org.au for more information.
Mad Wednesdays with Robbie, Cam and Lisa, and it is donation drive.
It is.
Yes, give us your dollars.
And we've actually got a couple more donations.
You pointed one out, we missed it because it was right at the start of the show.
Sorry. It was Leanne from Wyndham Vale.
Oh, and what? Leanne had a little special message too.
Yeah, she's, hi, Mad Wednesday. Love listening to you on my way to work. Way to work? Hang on.
Wow, she might be a shift
Are
worker.
You a night worker? Oh,
she's working at night.
I like those ones.
Does that confuse you?
Right.
I was just like not expecting on a way to work this one here. But we also had another donation earlier this evening. Which was from Natalie from Essendon with just a heart symbol, which is there.
Thank you, Natalie. Oh, I never realised what that little less than in the three. It's a heart, of course. Oh, thank you. Thank you for
teaching. She's a clever one, isn't she, Abby?
She's very modern. Keeps up with all the trends.
Absolutely. But we've had an amazing message in here. I'm loving this. It's from Daryl in Ardea. Thank you, Daryl, for your donation. Because you are having the fabulously talented and beautiful human Joseph Sims on your show, you get my money!
Oh, heaven.
You better admire her by the looks.
How exciting, because we are joined right now by Joseph Sims himself. He is, he's going to be our live lounge for today. Welcome to Mad Wednesdays, Joe.
Thanks, Daryl.
You're making us money.
You can come back anytime you want then. That's fine.
Of course, all of those donations have gone into the draw to win our prizes, and you can too. Just head to joy.org.au for details on that. Joseph, you have some very exciting things coming up. You're very involved in community theatre, would it be fair to say?
Yeah, pretty involved.
Yeah.
I'd like to keep like at least two shows a year.
Wow, two?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot. I think that's a lot because there's, you know, how long before a show starts do you go into preparation for a show?
It's about 3 to 4 months is what I'm usually doing. Some companies it differs, like they'll do half a year. If you've got a show like Beauty and the Beast, that's a huge production kind of thing. That'll take about half a year, but maybe smaller shows, less time, 3 months.
Yeah. So what kind of shows have you done in the past?
So I've done Pirates of Penzance. I did Ragtime. I can't remember now.
So many of them.
No. yeah, I did most recently that I can remember was Crybaby, which if you haven't heard of, you should check out because that's got awesome music.
Based on the John Waters film?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's like a cult classic or no?
Yes.
That's
very
awesome.
Much a fan of that.
But the music in it's really good. Like, yeah. It's really uplifting and it's tricky.
Have you had any community theatre experience, Lisa?
Oh, look, I've dabbled. I've certainly the Canberra Youth Theatre. I've done a couple of plays with them. And
I'm
then,
not surprised.
And then I studied at NIDA for a bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It was quite the dabble you had there.
Yeah, it was just a couple of things, yeah.
Yeah, I've done some as well. I was in the Tumut Performing Arts Society.
Oh.
TPAS. And, yeah, I did 6 performances in my youth dorms, which is great.
Yeah, right. Exciting. What do you reckon, what's so good about community theatre for you, Joe?
For me, I actually, I studied theatre, like I got a diploma in screenwriting and media, which was mainly based around theatre direction. But I, after that, developed a bit of stage fright. And for me, it's been like, I've been doing community theatre to kind of build my confidence and get myself a better network of friends. And I've noticed, like, when doing community theatre, it's the friends that I've kept for life have been with community theatre.
Yeah, oh, I love amazing. Everything about that. Work. Yes.
Go on
well
The
done.
Voice with my backstory. I had stage fright. Now I'm
now I'm here.
You planned it up.
Is that in the future? You reckon a little
God,
voice
no.
audition?
Who would you want to mentor yourself on the Voice?
Oh, Delta.
Good, all right.
I like Delta.
Yes. Good choice.
Yeah, I think 98% of gay male choices Delta. No, I would have I would
to I'm with that 2%. I'm not here.
I would oh, at this point, I'd probably go with Boy George.
Oh, okay. Mm. All right. No, cool. Now, Joe, you, of course, have come in to do the live lounge with us, and you've prepared a fantastic song. You have your next upcoming venture is The Wizard of Oz, which we're going to have a chat about.
We're going to go. We're booking our tickets.
Yeah. So, as a live lounge first, you've brought in your ukulele for a Wizard of Oz classic. So, if you are ready... Let's take that one away. This is Joseph Sims with Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Excuse the ukulele. It's one of those little kiddie ones, so it might be a little out of tune, but let's give it a shot now.
Oh, yeah. Away we go.
Oh, I might tune that. Sorry. Well,
that's all right. Why don't we go to a song and come back with Somewhere Over the Rainbow. You are on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie, Cam and Lisa. That was Alfie Curie with Same. Now, take two. We've got Joseph Sims in the studio for our live lounge this afternoon. He's going to be singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow on his ukulele. Take it away, Joe.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue.
All good. No worries.
That was amazing. It was really, really good.
Thank you very much, Joe. You've done a sensational job there. Now, you've got an exciting event coming up, don't you? You've got more community theatre on the horizon with Waterdale Theatre.
Behind the scenes this time.
You'll be doing The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, I'll be directing that show.
How exciting.
I'm really excited. It's my first time working on a show at this bigger scale kind of thing. It is amateur theatre and it's a good time to build up those kind of skills, I think.
Yeah. So this is your first time stepping into the director's chair?
Yeah.
That's a big step. Congratulations. Well done.
Thanks.
So very exciting. And of course, now... They are still putting their cast together and their chorus together.
Yeah.
And in particular, are looking for...
We're looking for basses, baritones and tenors. We're just wanting anyone that resonates in that vocal range and can hold a tune. We'd really love to see you with Waterdale Theatre Company.
I think Lisa fits that.
I was actually just giving Jemima a handful of them.
If you are interested in that, head to the Waterdale Theatre Facebook page. If you're interested in going to the Wizard of Oz, tickets, I think early bird tickets have gone on sale.
They're currently $25.
Excellent. And you can get those from waterdale.org.au/Oz.
Yeah.
All the best with it, Joseph. Thank you so much for joining us
today.
Thanks
so much. Thank you.
Not a problem at all. Guys, that is almost all about the time that we have this week.
Right.
Thank you so much for joining us.
We've had another donation.
It's been a hoot. Oh, more donations.
One more day. We squeezed it in. Thank you, Jeff, for your donation. We really do really appreciate it. But if anyone else wants to donate, if you can still do it. And, of course, they've got the Hour of Power next tomorrow morning from 8 till 9, which all donations
we'll do it now.
Are doubled, though. They're doubled, Lisa.
That's right.
But every donation over $10 goes into the draw to win our fabulous prizes, which is, well, first prize is 2 business class tickets to LA, return, of course, not going to send you one way, return business class courtesy of David McCarthy and Velocity Rewards. And the second prize, runner-up prize, is a $2,000 RACV voucher as well, which
for
can be used
a cheeky holiday for yourself. Get your tyre changed.
But... Head up to Noosa, as we said before.
Yeah, Lisa, you
off
are...
off the beaten track.
You are, of course, thank you for joining us because you do have to jet off. You're going straight to
I am off to a gig. She's a busy homosexual herself, so Jemima and I will be hosting Drag Bingo at Molly's tonight. So come and say g'day.
Will
she
be on time to that gig today?
I must say, when it popped up on my feed today that you were painting face, I thought, oh, gosh, she's not painting for radio, is she?
Right? No, could you imagine? It's funny, like, I've been here so many times as Lisa Mann. And you can't hear that audience because I just used air quotes.
But it's a way you get away.
I've actually been here as Lisa Mann.
Of course, right. You can easily get away. The theatre, the magic of radio.
Oh, it's amazing.
The magic of radio. Now, you, of course, are regular on Trans POV.
Yes, tomorrow night I'll be back in the seat after a couple of weeks off, but back in there on the airwaves tomorrow evening from 8 p.m. With Anastasia.
Excellent. Thank you so much, guys. Now, of course, exciting news this month. Mad Wednesday podcast is in the top 10, so thank you.
Congratulations.
It's so hard to get there, isn't it?
It's crazy, and look, we really didn't expect it. Usually drive and breakfast shows maybe don't have as many downloads as especially shows because they've got quite big, you know, niche followings, but such a big thank you to all of our listeners for that. You can, of course, head to the you can either head to the Joy website, you can head to the Mad Wednesday Facebook page, or wherever you get your podcast from.
Podcast influx.
Search Mad Wednesdays. Mm. Every all the events that we've been talking about today will be up on podcast, of course. And Dean will be back joining me next week. I'll miss you guys, though. Mm. I've had a...
Oh, look. It's been, yeah.
We'll see you around.
I see you more than I see my family.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.